Please be nice to it. Your physical body talks to you. Your emotional being talks to you. Your spirit talks to you. The only problem is, are we too busy to listen? Are we not open to who we are? Are we not open to the gift of ourselves? So please, in the first three steps, let us learn to develop good, healthy, positive attitudes about ourselves. Let us learn to look at life through positive eyes. Let us learn to begin to affirm and look at things through the eyes of affirmation, to begin to see the beauty and the positive things inside of us, so that we can now begin to go on the healing journey, the journeys of steps 4 through 9, where we actually learn to work on concrete things, to make changes and decisions. But we can't do that unless we have the proper attitude, the proper openness, and the proper direction to be able to do it. It becomes so important to us to stop being afraid, to stop being scared, and to realize the beautiful need inside of us to be open to this gift of recovery. The first three steps are very special. The first three steps are very spiritual. The first three steps teach us who we are. They teach us to vision ourselves in a whole different way. They teach us to look at ourselves through the eyes of the beautiful and the positive. They teach us to begin to open ourselves, to begin to discover. And what's so beautiful about these three steps is that they actually help us in our journey of life, in our journey of growth. Sure, they're painful. In step 1, we experience the pain of reality. In step 2, the pain of honesty. In step 3, the pain of growth. And yet, when you look at growth, even the struggle you have to do to grow, it's a pain that's worth it. It's a struggle that's worth it. Honesty is a beautiful thing. Does it hurt? Sure it does. But the reality is, it's real. And it helps us to become a human being. And what's so beautiful about these first three steps is they teach us that life is simply an attitude, that life is an experience. So please celebrate it, enjoy it, be open to it. Life is something that you should experience, and every part of life, look at it through the eyes of learning and growing. Remember that sometimes we're teachers and sometimes we're pupils. And if we're open to both of that, we'll always be learning something. And that's the humility and the simplicity and the beauty of the first three steps. We will now move on to steps 4 and 5, and we'll now begin the journey of self-knowledge. I hope that these first three steps have helped us to begin to really understand and look at ourselves through the eyes of growth and through the eyes of celebration.